Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus, I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on today, praise God. For once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said I will rejoice and be glad in it. We really thank God because he didn't have to do it on today. But we thank God in the name of Jesus for being above ground with breath in our body, a roof over our head, and we definitely have a reasonable portion of health. We may not be perfect and great in every way, but we thank God for just as on today, the day in which the Lord has made, we give faith by hearing his word. And that's why we take that time to commit to hearing God's word. For the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. So as we continue to go forward, we once again, as I am Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And once again, we truly at first want to give all praise, honor, and glory to God, for he definitely is the head of my life and is definitely moving and doing wonderful things. I then want to also honor my wife, as we often should do, acknowledge our wife, because I'm not anywhere where I should be and would be without my wife being in my life. Amen. The three cord is very hard to break, for God is leading me, guiding me, and directing me. And as the head, I have a responsibility to be at one with God. And as a husband, I have responsibility to not only be the head of my household, but to have the relationship with God first and foremost. But yet, also knowing in Scripture that the woman is not different than that of a man other than that of sexual presence. But understand, God made us equal, united to be as one, in Jesus' name. We'll talk about that on another occasion, praise God, but as I often do, I give my wife that honor that she has to her. And then I want to acknowledge those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. And then my brother, hallelujah, I see my brother out there in California, praise God. God bless you, Minister Andrew Orlander, and his wife, Kate. God bless you guys, and his baby girl. God bless her as well. Amen. We thank God in the name of Jesus on the North Coast, West Coast, East Coast, and South Coast. We thank those that are in Indonesia, those that are in Germany. Praise God. We pray there's many out there in the European nations that are hearing the program of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We come here Monday through Friday from Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. We take that time in the name of Jesus to read the Word of God. And at this time, we're reading from the New King James Version of God's Holy Word. And then we also have on Sunday, praise God, if he does not return between now and then, we come forth with a powerful message in the name of Jesus. For God has definitely been dealing in my heart and using me as he brings forth a message. I trust God in all of what I've said and all of what I've done. Because God is the way, through his son Jesus, the truth and the light, the only way to get to the Father. I said the only way to get to the Father is through his son. Praise God. Once again, we're going to come forth reading the word, but let us have a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, again, Lord God, as we humble ourselves before you, we continue to pay you homage for who you are and all of what you've done, Father. We thank you for today. We stay committed to your word, for your will and your way is what leads us and guides us in Jesus' name. Hope in that love that you have for us through our faults, you provide us still yet with all our every need. God, we thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the change, and we thank you for the change that we have on the inside spiritually, letting you take control in the name of Jesus. For God, you are so merciful, so caring, and so loving. You're all judgmental, and you have great judge and greatness within yourself, God. We know that you have that mercy and that faith to us to heal us and deliver us. Thank you for on today, Lord. We thank you for good health, Lord, and we pray in the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit to come awake into us to hear your word, to bring all things to remembrance and understanding. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Once again, praise God. We come together on this evening to share in the word from the book of Genesis, chapter 31. Praise God. And we want to thank you for joining us in on today. Genesis, chapter 31. Let us read. Now Jacob had the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that has our father. And from what was our father's, he has acquired all this wealth. And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before. Then the Lord said to Jacob, return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you. So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field, to his flock, and said to them, I am your father's countenance, that it is not favorable toward me as before. But the God of my father has been with me. And you know that with all my might I have served your father. Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not allow him to hurt me. If he said thus, speckled shall be your wages, then all the flocks be far bar speckled. And if he said thus, the streaked shall be your wages, then all the flocks were streaked. So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. And it happened at the time when the flocks conceived that I lifted my eyes and saw in the dream, and behold, the rams which lit upon the flocks were streaked, speckled, and gray-spotted. Then the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here I am. And he said, lift your eyes now and see. All the rams which leap on the flocks are streaked, speckled, and gray-spotted. For I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now arise, get out of this land and return to the land of your family. Then Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, deal in not or inheritance for us in our father's house. Are we not considered strangers by him? For he has sold us and has completely consumed our money. For all these riches which God has taken from our father are really ours and our children's. Now then, whatever God has said to you, do it. Then Jacob rose and set his sons and his wives on camels. And he carried away all his livestock and all his possessions, which he had gained, his acquired livestock, which he had gained in Padan Aram, to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. Now Laban had gone to share his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the houses, idols that were her father's, and Jacob stole away, unknown to Laban and Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee. So he fled with all that he had. He arose and crossed the river and headed toward the mountains of Gilead. And Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had fled. And he took his brethren when him and pursued him for 7 days' journey, and he overtook him in the mountains of Gilead. But God had come to Laban the Syrian in the dream by night, and said to him, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good or bad." So Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mountains, and Laban with his brother pitched in the mountains of Gilead. And Laban, "What have you done that you have stole away unknown to me, and carried away my daughters like captives taken with a sword? Why did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and not tell me? For I might have sent you away with joy and song, with timbrel and harp. And you did not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you have done foolishly and so doing. It is in my power to do no you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, 'Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad.' And now you have surely gone because you greatly long for your father's house. But why did you steal my gods?" Then Jacob answered and said to Laban, "Because I was afraid, for I said, 'Perhaps you would take your daughters from me by force. Whenever you find your gods, do not let him leave. In the presence of our brother, identify what I have or yours and take it with you. For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them." And Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into two maids' tent, but he did not find them. Then he went out of Laban's tent, Leah's tent, and entered Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household idols, but then in the camel saddle, and sat on them, and Laban searched all about the tent, but did not find them. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise before you, for the man of my woman is with me." And he searched, but did not find the household idols. And Jacob was angry and rebuked Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "What is my treasure trespass, what is my sin that you have so hotly pursued me? Although you have searched all my things and put your household things have found, sit it here before my brethren and your brethren, that they may judge between us both. These 20 years I have been with you, who using female goats have not miscarried their young, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock, but which was torn by a beast, did not bring to me. I bar the loss of it. You required it from my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. There I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus I have been in your house 20 years. And I serve you 40 years for your 2 daughters and 6 years for your flock. And you have changed my wages 10 times. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you could have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked you last night, and leaving Asher and said to Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children. And this flock is my flock. All that you see is mine. But what can I do this day to these my daughters or to their children whom they have bore? Now, therefore, come, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it be a witness between you and me. So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar. Then Jacob said to his brethren, gather stone. And they gathered stones and made a heap. And they ate there on the heap. Living God in your gods, son, Dutha. But Jacob called it Gilead. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between you and me this day. Therefore, its name is called Gilead, also Mizpah, because he said, may the Lord watch between you and me when you are absent one from another. If you afflicted my daughter, or if you take another wife beside my daughters, although no man is with us, see, God is witness between you and me. Then Laban said to Jacob, here is this heap, and here is this pillar, which I have placed between you and me. This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass beyond this heap to you, and you will not pass behind this heap to me for harm. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, and the God of their father, judge between us. I judge Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and called his brethren to eat bread. And they eat bread and stayed all night on the mountain. And early in the morning laid in the room and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them. Then Laban departed and returned to his place. Genesis chapter 32. Went on his way, and the angels of the Lord God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Speak thus to my lord Esau. This your servant Jacob says, I have dwelt with Laban and stayed there until now. Have oxen and donkeys and jets and male and female servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight." Then the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "Welcome to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you, and your 100 men are with him." So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him and the flocks or herds and camels into two companies. And he said, "If Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the other company which is left will escape." Then Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, 'Return your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you,' I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies of all the truth which you have shown your servant. I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children." "For you said, 'I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.'" So he lodged there that same night and took what came to his hand as the present for Esau, his brother: 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk cows, camels with their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 fowls. Then he delivered them to the hand of his servant, every drove by hand of his servant itself, and said to his servant, "Pass over before me, and put some distance between successive rules. And he commanded the first one, saying, when Esau, my brother, meets you, and asks you, saying, to whom do you belong? And where are you going? Whose are those in front of you? Then you shall say, there are your servant Jacob is a present to my lord Esau. And behold, he also is behind us. So he commanded the second, the third, and all who followed the Jew, saying, in this manner, you shall speak to Esau when you find him, and also say, behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the presence that goes before me. And afterwards, I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me. So the presence went on over before him, but he himself lodged that night in the camp. And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And now he said, let me go, for the daybreak. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with me, men, and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you are asked about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob and called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun arose on him, and he lit on his lip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank. Genesis chapter 33. Now Jacob lifted his eyes and looked, and there Esau was coming, and with him were 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two maidservants, and he put the maidservants and their children in front, Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Joseph last. Then he crossed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brothers. But Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted his eyes and saw the woman and children and said, "What is with you?" So he said, "The children, oh, God has graciously given your servant." Then the maid servants came near, they and their children, and bowed down. And Leah also came near her children, and they bowed down. Afterward, Joseph and Rachel came near, and they bowed down. Then Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I met?" And he said, "These are to find favor in the sight of my Lord." But Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." And Jacob said, "No, please. If I have found favor in your sight, then receive my present from my hand. Inasmuch as I have seen your, as though I have seen the face of God, and you were pleased with me, please take my blessing that I is brought to you, because God has dwelt graciously with me, and because I have enough." So he urged him, and he took it. Then Esau said, "Let us take a journey. Let us go, and I will go before you." But Jacob said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are weak, and the flocks and herds which are nursing are with me. And if the men should drive them hard one day, all the flock will die. Please, let my Lord go on ahead before his servant. I will lead one slowly at a pace which the livestock that go before me and the children are able to endure, until I come to my Lord in Seir." And Esau said, "Now let me leave with my usum of the people who are with you." But you said, "What need is there? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Sukkah, built himself a house, and made booths for his livestock. Therefore, the name of the place is called Sukkah. Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and he pitched his tent before the city, brought a parcel of hand while he had pitched his tent. There from the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. Then he erected an altar there and called it El Israel. Genesis chapter 34. Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, she had bowed to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hittite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah and the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Get me this young woman as a wife." But Jacob had, and he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field. So Jacob held his peace until he came. Then Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved and very angry because he had done a disgraceful thing, Israel, by lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing which ought not be done. But Hamor spoke with them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him as a wife and make marriages with us. Give your daughter to us and take our daughters to yourself. So you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade in there, and acquire possession for yourselves in it." Then Shechem said to her father and her brother, "Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say to me, I will give. Ask me ever so much dowry and grit, and I will give according to what you say to me. But give me the young woman as a wife." But the son of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, and spoke deceitfully because he had defiled Dinah. And they said to them, "We cannot do this thing to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a reproach to us. But on this condition, we will consent to you if you will become as we are, if every male of you is circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will make your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and you will become one people. But if you will not heed us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter and be gone." And there was pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. So the young man did not delay to do the thing, because he delighted in Jacob's daughter. He was more honorable than all the household of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their father's city and spoke with the men in their city, saying, "These men are at peace with us. Therefore, let them dwell in the land and trade in it. For indeed, the land is large enough for them, and let us take their daughters to us as wives, and let us give them our daughters only on this condition. Will the men consent to dwell with us, to be one people, and every man among us is circumcised as they are circumcised? Will not their livestock, their property, and every animal that be ours. Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. And all who went out of the gate of this city, headed Hamah and Shechem, his son. Every male of Shechem was circumcised. All who went out of the gate of his city. Now, it came to pass on the third day, when they were in pain, the two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword and came boldly upon the city and killed all the males, killed Hamah and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah from Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city because their sister had been defiled. They took their sheep, their oxen, and the donkeys, what was in the city and what was in the field, and all their wealth, all their little ones and their wives, they took captive, and they plundered even all that was in the house. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And since I am few in number, they all gather themselves together against me and kill me. I shall be destroyed, my household, until I put." But they said, "Should he treat our sister like a harlot?" Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Genesis chapter 34. Once again, we thank you for tuning in on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come to the conclusion of the reading for this evening, we pray, Lord God, as we increase in faith, we stand on your word, trusting and believing that faith comes by hearing and hearing your word. So as we hear your word by way of the Spirit of God imparted on the inside of us, you said we'd get all things to understanding and remembrance through the Holy Spirit. So we welcome the Holy Spirit, thanking the Holy Spirit, and giving you praise on this evening as we go our separate ways. Let the word be in them, which is in also Christ Jesus. And we'd be so careful to give you praise, honor, and glory until we meet again. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every mouth that rises up against me shall be silent. Be blessed.
No.